Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and this episode is episode 366. Do you know what that means? Number one, we've made it a long way since Day of the Dumpster, but also you could listen to one episode of this show every day for a year and not have to repeat anything. Plus, if you listen to this episode after I've recorded it and released it, which you would have to be doing right now, sometimes I feel like Bridge. Anyway, once you listen to this one, that's a whole extra one. So I guess now we're on our second year's worth of episodes. All right, so today we're going to be watching two more episodes of Power Rangers SPD, and they are Wired Part 2 and Boom. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into our first episode, which is Wired Part 2, like I said, and we're going to get things started here in 3, 2, 1, go. Wired Part 2 was the 15th episode of Power Rangers SPD. It first aired on May 14th, 2005, written by John Telegen and Jackie Marchand, and directed by Britta Johnstone. Previously, oh, last time.
Sophie knows a ton about computers.
There's a reason.
Sophie definitely hacked him, but it doesn't look as if the program has been corrupted.
In the Space Patrol database.
What? Is the new defense system online yet?
It's not even close.
You have something I want, and I'm here to get it.
No way!
You're expelled from the academy.
Just who I've been looking for.
I don't understand. How could something so enormous escape without a trace?
Gordon can burrow deeper than our scanners can detect. It's probably miles below the surface.
I hate to think about what it could do under Grum's command. We've got to find it before he does.
Let me go, you freak! I got friends in high places!
You work for me now, supercomputer. Prepare to control Gordon.
This supercomputer has a name.
Supercomputer.
It's Sophie. And I'll never work for evil.
Oh. Fight mode's on. Man. Oh, it didn't damage the building. These are some pretty sick moves. Run, Sophie, run! Now run! He made wood explode. It's amazing how people can do that in this time.
Did we do the right thing expelling Sophie? I mean, she seemed pretty devoted.
Devoted, sure. But devoted to what? She didn't tell us the truth, Bridge. So how could we ever trust her?
We didn't really give her a shot.
I guess you're right.
Rangers! At ease. Correct me if I'm wrong, but at the last count, we had 5 new recruits. I only see 4.
Sir, we found the mole that accessed the SPD computer. It was one of the new recruits, Sophie. She was a cyborg.
Cyborg?
Sir, pursuant to Section 4B/W in the SPD handbook, which states that any person found to be a danger to SPD or its infrastructure at all can and should be banished from the premises. So we banished her, sir. I mean, banished it.
Just
wow.
Because she is a cyborg does not make her our enemy. Find her and return her to SPD immediately.
Sir.
That's called prejudice.
They still have much to learn.
Would you like some squished moonbug sauce?
Oh, they're back.
Let me guess. Humans wearing SPD uniforms.
P, we need your help. Have you seen
like the jacket?
Of course you need my help. But why should I help you? Every time you come around, you scare away my customers.
Why are they afraid of us? They're the monsters.
Humans, you're so ethnocentric. Don't you realize that to them, you're the monsters? Take her,
yeah.
She looks human, yet you referred to her as a cyborg. Is she nothing more to you than circuits and wires?
She's a lot more than that. And that's why we have to find her. Can you help us or not?
I haven't seen her. You can't escape!
Oh, is that her baby? Oh, lucky timing on that jump. Did he get stopped because he didn't want to run into a baby? You look familiar.
Have you seen a young girl run past?
No, I can't say that I have. What'd she look like?
She looks just like that, and I know she came this way. So tell me where she is or I'll vaporize you.
Oh, that young girl. Yes, well, she's hiding under the table.
No!
Really? Piggy, you suck.
You're coming with me to the Wary Woods, whether you like it or not.
Sometimes I just hate myself.
Yeah. Could call the Rangers.
Get over it.
Oh. Okay then.
Goradon, while you eat that giant robot, know that I have the computer, and soon you will be 100 times your size. Okay.
Bigger?
No luck.
You know, he was right. If Sophie wasn't a cyborg, we wouldn't have thrown her out on the street without asking some questions first.
I can't believe I'm prejudiced.
Well, if it helps, all of you are. This is dark.
This won't hurt you. You're a robot.
Jeez.
It's working. Yes.
Wow.
Once you're calibrated and your nanotechnology is synced, I will control the most powerful creature on the planet. I will destroy SPD and fulfill my destiny.
I'm tired of fighting with this thing.
We're dealing with complex logarithms, doggy. You have to be patient. The computer has to calculate the precise sequence to create phase two. It takes time.
Uh-oh.
Question is, how much time do we have?
You know, there are cyborgs all over town. Why would anyone want to capture Sophie?
Wait a minute. What did the monster say he was after?
Series 1 processor hyper-intelligent encryptor. Surrender it to me or pay the price.
Sophie. S-O-P-H-I-E. Series 1 processor. Hyper.
Intelligent. Encryptor.
We practically handed her to them.
I say we split up.
Wow.
Form a grid and start checking door to door.
With that kind of plan.
Isn't that what you were just starting to do anyway?
How did you know she was captain?
No. A better question for Piggy is, how much is it going to cost us?
For 1 year, the five of you stay away from my wagon.
1 day.
6 months.
1 hour.
1 month.
1 minute.
1 day.
Deal.
Deal. Valco snatched the girl and took her to the Wary Woods.
Come on, guys, let's go.
Wary Woods?
Thanks, Piggy.
Wait a minute. One day.
That's funny.
What? SPD? That's impossible.
Ooh.
Hello, Rangers. Have a ball.
I swear they were bigger before.
Time to punch in.
Oh, that was fortunate. Oh, look, two. He has never done that before, but that's cool. Again, punches don't make laser sounds. Hey, we hardly ever get to see them use their special powers during fights. This is cool. Wow. You've seen them before.
You stand accused of serious crimes. Prepare to be judged.
What's his crimes? Oh, kidnapping?
You won't find her. It's too late. No!
Rick!
This is cool and all.
The only ones with fun gadgets. I didn't get this.
But they probably should have asked him about Sophie before trying to blow him up. Or contain him, sorry. Lordy. That thing's huge.
Gordon is attacking.
Phase two won't go online. We can't stop it. Doggy.
Call the Rangers. Send the Zords.
It's Cat.
Rangers, Gordon is erupted in the city. I'm sending the Zords.
Tell me all five of them are... Well, I guess they don't know that if Sophie can help them or not. They're just trying to save her or anything.
We gotta stop it.
Yeah, that'll do it. Oh, is she?
Go, Gordon! Go!
Uh-oh. Ha ha!
What? No!
She was held up by that one wire. Oh, that didn't work.
Our sword.
For a cyborg, you've got quite a spirit. It's a shame I must deactivate you. Come now. It won't hurt you.
Help me, Commander Kruger.
Wow.
Brilliant, Sophie.
She knows I can hear hyper frequencies.
Did you say something?
Keep at it, Miss Manx.
Where are you going?
Is she gonna morph?
To a fight.
Prepare to be bulky. That was actually very smart of her.
No. It's not nice to pick on people.
Wow. He's pretty mobile in that outfit.
She's not a person. She's just a cyborg.
And you're just a criminal.
SPD emergency.
Hey, he held it right that time. You ever notice the S and the P have a period after it, but the D doesn't?
Defender of the Galaxy. Shadow Ranger. Shadow Saber. Power up.
Ooh. First time you've ever gone up against Shadow Ranger, huh? Oh. Here we go.
Sophie, this isn't over yet, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get out from under that tunnel thing. Oh, that's not good.
Cat, do something!
Hang on, guys. I'll hit him with everything we got.
Oh, yeah. Can at least do this thing. Boom. Did they change the... Oh, it's not driving off.
Hang on, everybody.
Battle stations.
Nope, same cars. Evidently, the 90s versions of Chevy Camaros were still pretty popular in the future. No, wait, were? Oh, this whole time thing is really messing me up.
Defeat Gordon without weaponry. And phase two isn't sequenced yet.
I can do it. If you plug me directly into the SPD mainframe, I can sequence the logarithm for phase two.
You could also destroy SPD from the inside out.
If you want to.
She could also fry her circuits if she gets too close to the antivirus firewall.
Yes. It's very dangerous, but
I trust her.
She's the only one you got.
Guys.
Let her do it.
Definitely.
I'm all for it. Sky, it must be a unanimous decision.
Apparently I'm a monster too. So no more judgments. You're right in my book.
Aww.
Get back to your Zord and prepare to upload.
Yes, sir!
They came out just to go back. That's fun. So Sophie is meeting Debs.
We're in business.
Wow. Tis working.
All cadets to the safety zone immediately.
Good job.
Repeat. All cadets to the safety zone immediately. This is not a drill.
Megazord mode.
This is fun. That opened. So they have to do this every time they form the Megazord because they're going to be falling on their sides. By the way, did you notice that was the actual Deca Ranger command center instead of the Power Ranger SPD command center there? Thumbs up! Hi, Mama!
Activating entry chutes.
Entry chutes? Oh. Oh, that's weird. Delta Command Megazord, not Delta Base Megazord.
Let's do this.
Here we go! Oh, boom! Oh, look at that! Very Ultraman. Sorry. Sometimes some weapons just have weird names, like Dragon Yo-Yo, Finger Lasers. Now this is awesome. Wow. So basically, they turned the Delta base into, or Delta Command base, into Shadow Ranger Zord. Just be nice.
I didn't mean...
I know.
Hey! I heard that SPD's number one IT girl is being stationed in the Theta Quadrant to overhaul their systems.
That's great! I can finally use my programs to help everyone in the galaxy.
Right on.
Yay! So now, we'll never see her again.
I told you! If you failed me, you would not be happy!
Please! Don't do it! Don't turn me back!
I think it's time.
Oh.
The grown-ups had a job.
No. Wait, she what? She's an adult?
They grew up so fast.
That's the actress, by the way, that's Solon in Dino and Cosmic Fury. Well, that's fun. I suppose next episode's going to have some new credits. So, Grum, from her request, turned her into a child and she doesn't like being an adult? That's interesting. But we got a new Megazord. Can you really call it a Megazord? It's just one Zord. Didn't really combine with anything. Anyway, all right, well, that's going to take us to our first break. So we're going to take a quick step back, and I'll be right back with our second episode.
We'll be right back to Power Rangers SPD, part of JetX on ABC Family.
Attention, Rangers. My name is Commander Kruger. When my planet was attacked by the Truvians, I escaped to Earth. Now this is my last chance to stop them. I am the SPD Shadow Ranger.
To protect and serve the galaxy.
Power Ranger SPD.
Go!
Weekend mornings at 8:30, 7:30 Central. Part of JetX on ABC Family.
Rangers dismissed!
Now, back to Power Rangers SPD, part of JetX on ABC Family.
And we are back, and we're ready to start our second episode, which is Boom, which makes me think that we're going to be focusing on, you know, Boom, not really explosions. This could be the episode with the intro that I hope it is. I'm looking forward to this. So let's jump into it in 3, 2, 1, go. Boom! Was the 16th episode of Power Rangers SPD. It first aired on May 21st, 2005, written by Greg Aronowitz and directed by Andrew Merrifield.
Power Rangers SPD, Power Rangers to the rescue. Heroes on your side, heroes for all time, not the same thing.
Oh, yep. Changed Morgana instead of Mora. Anyway, yeah, I think I said it at the end of last episode. Morgana's actress is the voice for Solon. So I wonder if the voice will be that recognizable. Ooh, an orange head. Oh, this doesn't look good. Ah, this is it. Technically our first orange ranger in Power Rangers. I believe that's the in-space Red Ranger's helmet. You know what's really cool is the Orange Ranger's doing this without any weapons. Even his hair's fixed up nice. Oh, and the shiny tooth. Oh, ew! Drool. That was gross.
Boom, honey! This is so exciting. Your father and I have finally decided to make a trip to SPD.
Oh, boy.
Oh, he might be in trouble, apparently. Piggy! Ugh. Well, there is always a plus side. All right, so she's got the accent, which is going to make her sound a little different.
Tomars Morgana. Morgana Tomars.
Tell me how you can help me destroy the Power Rangers, or I'll have you...
vaporized? You do have a reputation, you know. It just so happens I can help you. With a little help from this.
A laptop computer.
Yes.
Old school laptop in the future.
Interdimensional hyperspeed relocator. It can take anyone from anywhere and instantly transport them wherever you'd like. This dimension or any of the 15 others.
Prove it.
15 dimensions, huh?
Huh? Me? You got it.
What are you looking at? Get a haircut.
Well, that was fun.
Computer picked up an anomaly in the local energy grid. I've never seen anything like this before.
That's off the chart. It's massive.
Ladders and tape. Check it out.
Sir!
Ooh, and they're watching an old kung fu movie. Thanks to Rick. Nice! Oh, I guess he is does have a DVD player.
Excuse me. Maybe you could help us. We're looking for our son. Boom.
Yeah, sure.
Rick, pause.
Hi.
Hello. I'm Bridge.
Hey.
Nice to meet you, Mr. and Mrs. Boom.
Oh, no, please. Call me Phil. And this is my wife, Louise.
I'm Z. This is Sid. We'll take you to Boom.
Oh, I know our boy.
Boom doesn't...
He's probably in the weight room.
Oh.
Rick, find Boom.
This way, guys.
What is it, Rick? Open.
Son?
Mom! Oh. Dad! What are you guys doing here?
I was, practicing.
Uh-huh.
Urban tactical closet surveillance.
Oh, so proud of our boy!
We are so proud of our little Power Ranger!
Uh-oh.
According to Cat's coordinates,
this is funny.
This is the location of the energy source.
What energy? I don't even think the lights work in here.
Well, Cat's never wrong.
So the guns also have flashlights? Could be that thing?
No ordinary laptop triggers SPD alarms.
It's far from ordinary.
Oh, where'd they go?
No idea. Have a nice trip, boys.
Oh, and we're not gonna find out.
Well, I didn't think it would hurt anyone. When I was dropped by SPD, I didn't have the heart to tell my parents I failed. Well, you saw their faces. Proud of me.
Orange Ranger?
Yeah. He's squad commander.
Oh boy.
Oh, is that supposed to be a window?
Doesn't seem to be a way out.
Enjoying your visit. I knew my relocator would make me rich. Grum will pay handsomely for SPD cadets.
We're not your ordinary cadets. Ready. Ready.
SPD, emergency!
Oh, I thought it wasn't gonna work. It did work. Sweet.
This guy is seriously starting to bug me.
Really? And there they go again. Ooh.
Back off, freak. Just hanging out? Very funny. Now get me up. You're going down.
Try it.
Let's get him.
Nope. It was a big white lie.
I'd actually like to help him.
You're right. Boom does everything for us. The least we could do is do something for him.
Okay, guys. I'm thinking what you're thinking, but I'm also thinking, what if Kruger finds out?
That's a good point.
He doesn't have to.
Well, that's the lab. But you can't go in there. It's restricted.
Mm-hmm.
That's command. Mm-hmm. But you can't go in there either. That's off limits.
Oh. This is so exciting, being here and not being able to go anywhere.
That's funny.
The Rangers are looking for squad commander. It's training time.
That's me.
Oh, this should be interesting. Oh! They even gave him an orange shirt. Montage! Uh-oh.
Good morning.
Hello.
That was close. Uh-oh.
We finally get to see the Orange Ranger in action.
Okay. Boom, maybe it's time that you told your parents the truth.
The truth?
The truth is, Boom promised that we could do the next assignment ourselves.
I did? Yeah, I did.
Oh.
Yeah, sure. Well, you guys.
Okay.
Do it.
Thanks, Commander.
Big day.
Jeez.
What's wrong, sir?
Cadets Landers and Tate have vanished off the grid. We have been unable to establish contact for several hours. Search their last known location.
Don't worry, sir. We'll find them.
I wonder where they go. There's their bikes.
Look, their bikes.
That's what I said.
They're cold. They've been here a while. Bluehead!
Ready!
Ready!
SPD! Emergency!
Ah! Because, well, I guess he's number three, right? So he gets to make the call. Okay. Hey, wait a minute. She shot yellow blasts. That can't be right. Everyone knows that in Power Rangers, the things shoot the blasts of their color. Oh. Am I just now noticing this? Or they... Super observant, am I?
Street corner is a chapter in the history of Ranger-ness.
Oh, yeah.
I like how he's wearing a lot of orange just to... Pretty funny. You can see his belly. Uh-oh.
The Rangers. They're in trouble.
It's a good thing you're here, son. Go help your teammates.
SPD, emergency!
I forgot my morpher. Excuse me.
Get out of my way, Rangers!
We've got to get our hands on that laptop.
Clear me a path. I'll get it.
There it goes. Well, that's a lot smaller than the one they were looking for. Rick can turn into a moped.
What the?
No way, huh?
Good boy, Rick. I'll help you.
Rick's got. Oh, they're taking pictures. Oh, you split your ranger pants.
Look at our son, honey.
It worked.
Superhero. Hi.
Well, that's pretty good. That can't look good to the parents. Ow. Oh. Well, harsh, although true.
So you believe this laptop is the key to everything?
Yes, sir. I think it's a control unit for our interdimensional relocator.
Logical, yes, but improbable. We don't have the technology for...
Remember, Kat, we're dealing with Grum.
We cannot underestimate his capabilities or his resources. And you had it, but lost it to the Truvians?
Well, something sort of happened.
I lost it, sir. Yes, sir. My inexcusable actions allowed the Truvians to get the laptop back. I pretended I was a ranger, sir.
You what?
Trying to impress my parents.
Do you have anything else to say?
This is my letter of resignation.
Boom, what?
No! Please, Boom.
Aww.
Resignation accepted.
Cat's eyes are green again. Duck. You think?
Let's get it.
Did they just blast the thing? The wrist device?
Our little hero?
Not now, Mom.
Boom the orange Power Ranger.
Cut it out, Dad.
We're just so proud of you.
Mom.
How? Did they not watch the whole thing?
Stop. I'm an imposter. I'm also a liar.
No, Boom.
Yes, wait, wait. When did Dad get a purple beanbag?
I'm not the Orange Ranger. There is no Orange Ranger. I was dismissed from the academy 3 days after I arrived. Couldn't cut it.
But you've been here for over 5 years.
I work in the SPD lab. Didn't want to disappoint you guys. Wanted you to be proud of me. I've resigned from SPD. I need to gather my things from the lab. Then I need to leave.
Now, in real life, he'd be escorted.
Hey.
Sorry, I just wanted to clean up some of my stuff.
Thank goodness you're still here. I've been studying the data from the energy peak anomalies. I thought if we used your analyzer, we could detect the laptop's energy signal and locate Jack and Sky.
Well, it might help. We have a look around here. Plug some of these cables in the right ports. Like that.
We got it!
Hey!
Boom just got the analyzer online. Once the coordinates are locked, we have a limited window of time to send the controller to the exact location in order to reverse the signal.
That's it. We got them.
Now, this controller needs to be activated on the other side. Someone has to take it.
I'll take it.
I'll go too.
Well, I'll go.
No. The smells of Grum. He's already got the A-Squad, and you three are Earth's last defense.
I'll go. Well, sir, I may be a liar, but I'm a good gadget tester. It's what I do.
It's true.
Cat, prepare Boom for deployment.
Get up, Rangers. We have one more trip. Grum is very...
I like the teeth. That's interesting.
I mentioned what a lousy tour guide you are.
Oh, now you've hurt my feelings.
Hey, it worked!
Hey, guys!
Boom? What are you doing here?
Hey, guys! I'm here to bring you home.
Great!
No.
Oh.
Looking for this?
Okay. Yeah, that's the one.
Gotta hand it to you, Tomars. You're the first one to ever defeat us.
And may I add, the last.
Now!
Oh, well, that worked.
I'm on it.
Let me guess, you can't pick it up? Oh, jeez. They're gonna bust it up before it even gets a chance to work. Push the damn button.
I got it.
Yes. Do it.
Yay, it worked. It demorphed them. How did he do that?
He's gone.
Yes, but I have a feeling that one will be back.
Thanks, Boom.
Boom. You forgot to sign your letter of resignation. Therefore, I cannot and will not accept it.
Oh, yay! He's still a part of the team.
Okay, so if you're not a ranger, what is it that you do around here?
The truth?
The truth, sweetie? We will always love you no matter what.
The truth. Well, I work here. And as chief gadget tester, I get thrown off things, thrown into things, thrown under things, battered, rammed, electrified, dropped, popped, jettisoned, creamed, and toasted. But it's cool. Because if it wasn't for me and what I do, well, then the Rangers wouldn't have such cool stuff to use in the field. Well, like this hover pack. I worked out all the bugs. So now, this is rock solid technology.
Oh, that was pretty good. I enjoyed that. Ah, that was actually a pretty good episode. I got a little annoyed by the whole push the button thing. It's weird that they didn't have a Megazord fight. Wonder if they've split that and they'll come back to that later or something. That's weird. Wonder what episode that could have possibly been in Dekaranger. You know? Because they don't have a Boom. Anyway, all right, well, that's going to do it for this time out. I want to thank you all for listening. Next time, we'll be watching two more episodes of Power Rangers SPD, Recognition and Samurai. So until then, I hope you all have a wonderful week.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. Deka, Ranger.